make a stand. That's If Not Now, featuring the singer and rapper Maimona Youssef. It's from Waiting Game, a new album coming out tomorrow by acclaimed jazz drummer Terry Lynn Carrington and her band Social Science. The album explicitly addresses social justice issues, a first for the Grammy-winning musician and Massachusetts native. WBUR's Amelia Mason caught up with Carrington at this important moment in her career.
It's standing room only at Berkeley's Cafe 939. On stage, Matthew Stevens rips into a snarling guitar riff. Singer Deb O'Ray joins him and then throws it to rapper Casa Overall. Terry Lynn Carrington sits at the back of the stage behind her drum kit. If you didn't know it, you might not guess she's the heartbeat of this ensemble, its unassuming driver. That back of the stage spot has served her well. A grown-up prodigy, Carrington is the first woman to win a Grammy for Best Jazz Instrumental Album. She's worked with jazz luminaries like Herbie Hancock and Jerry Allen. She's a producer, a teacher, a leader. But lately, she's wanted more.
I don't want my legacy to just be, you know, she was a good or hopefully great drummer, or, you know, she was a good or hopefully great teacher. I feel like I'm more than that.
Carrington, who's now 54, has long understood the political nature of her success as one of the few women to reach the upper echelons of jazz. But recently, her activism has become more overt. Last year, Carrington, who's on the faculty at Berklee College of Music, founded the Berklee Institute of Jazz and Gender Justice. And now she's set to release an album with her new band, Social Science, a self-consciously political project designed to confront and inspire.
The song Bells, for instance, I wrote that based on seeing that video of Philando Castile being shot in his car and his girlfriend in the back seat with her child, witnessing that. And I just couldn't imagine being in that position.
Tell me what gives you the right to kill so senselessly.
Carrington conceived Social Science with guitarist Matthew Stevens and pianist Aaron Parks, two younger musicians with a forward-looking approach to jazz. The trio had been kicking around the idea of a political album for a while, and then came the 2016 election.
We texted each other and said, we really have to do this project now.
The band's debut album, Waiting Game, is driven by a sense that progress is under threat. Or maybe by the realization that no progress is gained without a fight.
I ain't waiting for the world to change. I'm changing the world to serve a game. We'll give it to my kids, not as it is, but as it should be.
Waiting Game takes on a range of lefty causes. Mass incarceration, police brutality, sexism, LGBTQ rights. The music is a potent fusion of hip-hop, rock, and jazz. The core trio, rounded out by Deb O'Ray, Casa Overall, and multi-instrumentalist Morgan Gurren, along with a chorus of guest vocalists from across the musical spectrum. Radar Ellis protests homophobia in the church. Rhapsody asserts the humanity of women. Michelle Ndegeocello examines the enduring symbolism of Assata Shakur.
She's more than a mother, a wife. She's a warrior, a woman soldier.
And that's just disc one. Disc two is a four-part piece that was improvised by Carrington, Stevens, Parks, and guest bassist Esperanza Spalding while they were holed up in the studio during a snowstorm. Carrington decided to call it Dreams and Desperate Measures.
We're dreaming of a future that's different. And at the same time, you know, it's a very critical time. And you don't have a whole lot of time to dream. You have to take action.
That sense of urgency is a through line on Waiting Game.
I think I've spent, you know, considerable time focused on my craft. And now I'm, you know, really looking at a bigger picture. And everything that I do, I want it to, you know, create value in the world. I want it to be meaningful, or I don't want to do it because of time. You only have so much time. And my time needs to be really well spent.
Maybe it's no surprise, then, that Waiting Game is really an album about time, how much we have left, and how best to use it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
For a video off the new album, Waiting Game, visit The Artery at WBUR.org.
We're trying to wake up. Sometimes it's right and wrong, but sometimes it's black and white. Sometimes they give you paper, but sometimes they give you life. Sometimes you gotta run, and sometimes you gotta fight. Cause sometimes it's right and wrong, but sometimes you could lock me and throw the key. But you can't stop me, I know I'm free. Funny thing, I've been here before, nothing short of a miracle. Hanging bodies on weeping trees, the hope.